right, here we go. So talking to my man Joey Williams, D. Anthony Carter, father and son duo. So what does the title Bloodlines and Brushstrokes represent, and how does it reflect the core message of your exhibit? Okay, so how did you two decide to come together on this collaboration?
Okay, that's easy. We actually talk art every day. We share different ideas about how to paint, what to paint with. So our morning ritual is to talk art, to go see things, go see art, to study art. And we get on the canvases and we do our thing our way.
All right. So were there any challenges on blending individual styles or artistic voices to help you navigate this?
No, not at all, because we understand that although we say we look alike and we sound like, we definitely have different painting styles. We use some of the same information, techniques, and materials, but the expression is completely up to the individual.
So is there one piece from each of you in the exhibit that changed most during the process?
So for me, yes, my latest piece, which is about the time, I went back to my airbrush roots and I laid down my foundation with airbrush and I painted over the top of that with the crayons and oil paints. So we transitioned to oils, but I went back anyway, and this piece actually looks a lot different than the rest of the stuff that's in there.
Okay. So does the Bloodline and Brushstrokes, is there any cultural or political significance with any of these pieces?
No, not necessarily, but there is a lot of storytelling that's part of the collection that you see today. There's some spiritual stuff in there. There's some back in the day type messages from when we were growing up, some of our upbringing.
What do you hope black youth and aspiring artists will take away from this exhibit?
For me, the biggest thing is that anybody that has desire, and they should, in today's society, we're not raising kids to work and things like that. So this is just another avenue. They do it correctly, they work hard, and actually put money.
Okay. Now, do you see Bloodline and Brushstrokes as the beginning of a series or a movement? If so, what's next? So, regarding father and son, how has your relationship as a father and son evolved through this creative process? Did the art reveal anything new about one another?
It's always been the same. We talk every day. So nothing really has changed since beginning of time, I suppose. All we do is talk art, all we do is talk about the next project, what we get into next.
Okay. So what message do you hope fathers and sons, especially black families, walk away with experiencing Bloodline and Brushstrokes? Okay. Now, if people want to get in contact with you, where can they find you guys at?
Carter on Facebook. And I'm Joey Williams on Facebook.
Now, is there anything that each of you want to say about this exhibit